Okay, we're going live. Okay, we will go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, 5:03 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Penrod?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 22nd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closings. First up is the 4-H Fair Parade. This is a pretty standard request we get every year, and I don't see any concerns on there. Any questions about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing request from Whitley County 4-H Fair for their parade Saturday, July 17th, 2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so next up you have a combination of the Nook. This happened between our last meeting and now, and the date of July 10th. So I worked with Gary on this and Sally on this as well. And so we approved basically the sidewalks, them using a portion of the sidewalk. There was still an area they could walk through, people could walk through. So that's really the first one, and then the second one is for those parking spaces in front of the Nook to be kind of blocked off. Again, Gary helped with that with cones, and so it gave a little area for people to kind of congregate. It was a really nice event, and so with that, I'm going to ask for retroactive approval of both the public access closing permit and the street closing permit for the Nook's 50th anniversary as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. The next one is also a bit retroactive, although it is under construction now. The renovation to that connecting building that goes to Chapman's, they're going to be, as you both know, they're putting in a kitchen there, and so they're doing some renovations inside the building. Rosie and I actually got on the phone with Scott Richmond, who's doing the construction of that property, the renovation of that property inside. And their original request was to put it completely in front of the alley. Mm-hmm. And so we worked together to actually... So what we said and what's on here is maybe two different things, but what we said was basically to split the difference, so maybe half the alley and maybe that first or second parking space.
Yeah,
when I look down there, it appears that it actually is only in the first two parking spaces, and actually I expected a longer dumpster, mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure. I will tell you that that the chamber director got a hold of me today, and there was a concern from one of the business owners down there about it blocking two parking spaces, one that's handicapped, the other that's a regular space. And I explained where our position was it supposed to kind of split the difference between the two, and that they needed to work together, the businesses needed to work together to get that addressed. But nevertheless, point of the matter is they need a place to put this dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
For the renovation, it does go through August 5th. I gave them approval up to this point in time, whereas now obviously we have to make a decision on that. So, do you have any questions regarding it?
What is that, about three more weeks?
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
And you've only had the one complaint from another business?
Yeah, and it was just, and it was...
More of a concern than...
It was more of a concern because it takes away one of the parking spaces in front. I'm not exactly sure who the complainant was, but, it's your typical downtown issue of renters are, parking in parking spaces, and that we've limited the amount of parking spaces there are, so...
I feel like it's for a short period of time, and mm-hmm. they've got to have some place
Sure. They got to have some place to go with that, yeah. with that equipment, and I understand that. The thinking, just for your information, the thinking behind me saying let's split the difference is I really didn't want a dumpster blocking the whole alley. So I felt like splitting the difference with renovation being at Chapman's, that it taking up some of Chapman's parking yeah. really in front, made a lot of sense. But, again, you have the ability to overrule me on that, too. So I'm open to whatever, but that's kind of where Rosie and I both landed on that.
Well, if they can work it out among themselves,
sure.
I think that's a good option to start with. And mm-hmm. if they can't, we got 3 weeks
sure.
you know, to work through that issue,
yep.
and maybe by then they'll be done.
Yep, I agree with you.
Well, I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for renovation to Chapman's from July 12th to August 5th.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys. This is for Valley River Drive by NIPSCO. Question on that? This is the new section, correct?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It's already been completed, too.
Oh, well, that's great.
Sorry.
No, it's... Did it actually start on 7-1? Do you know? Did it start before 7-1?
Probably.
Hmm. Probably our time for our annual reminder to NIPSCO that they need to fill out the permit before they start doing the construction. Mm-hmm. Can we make a note of that, please? Thank you. I'd be happy to speak with them directly if they'd like. Any questions, comments, concerns? Anybody want to deny it just for funsies? I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets and alleys for Valley River Drive on behalf of NIPSCO as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Yep. Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Walt and I approve. Cole opposes.
Oh,
well, that's true. You seconded the motion.
Oh, then I
that's true.
Well,
good point.
Come on, Walt. Second.
Okay. Would you like to retract your second?
I would.
Okay. Walt, would you like to second the motion?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll go back to the vote here. All those in favor show by the usual sign. All those opposed? Okay. Walt and I approve, and Nicole opposes. Thank you for standing in principle, Nicole.
Sure.
Next up is the AEP facilities agreement. Sean.
So all of you are aware, we're working on this major project, working with AEP for the 69 kV conversion project. It's going to be a multi-million dollar project on their end. We're going to have a little bit of investment as well. This is the agreement between them and us that spells out several things, including who's responsible for which portions of the project. And I'm going to make everyone behind me right now very happy in saying that I would like to table this. In reviewing the document just yesterday again, I did catch something in here that could have possibly been a major either misprint or mishap, depending on how you look at it. But the demarcation point between AEP and Columbia City, so and those of you who don't know, we own our own transmission loop around Columbia City. On one side, they own the first two poles, which just gets it outside of their switching station. On the west side of town, they actually own the first 8 poles. Right before you get to Radio Road, it transitions into Columbia City Electric ownership. And looking at the document, it says in here that we will take over 6 poles outside of their station. 2 poles short of the corner pole that would turn into Columbia City Electric. Mm-hmm. That corner pole is set to be replaced, and that corner pole is going to cost $1.1 million. Had we signed this, we would have been responsible for the $1.1 million pole. Mm-hmm. So I did review, I did ask AP to review it. They said it was a misprint or an overlook on their part. They're going to go in, and I think what it comes down to is they are re-engineering this entire system, their entire system, all the way to Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when they rebuild this, there will only be 6 pools coming out of their station. But not being spelled out, I didn't want us to sign and be responsible for that. So I'm going to request right now that we just table this for until at least the next meeting, if not until we get an explanation from AEP. And I actually spelled out here a GPS location where we will take the demarcation point, and that's not in the agreement either. So they're going to go back in and rewrite that portion of it. So just so everybody's on the same page, that's what's going on there. And so once they get that corrected, I'll move forward with it, and I'll bring it back to you.
Great. Motion table?
You want a motion?
Just
make a motion that we table the AEP project until Sean gets back with us with final information.
Okay.
Second.
Motion seconded. No, the table. For the usual sign. Unanimous. We will table that until time to be determined. Okay. Next up is the pole trailer. Sean.
So, months ago, I sent some pictures of our existing pole trailer that was built in 1979. Not in very good shape. I have found 2 companies that make trailers that will replace actually 2 different trailers that we use, a wire trailer and a pole trailer. This is one that we actually saw at the what we call the IQ show. It's a field show down in Louisville every year. And we really liked it. So we actually got 2 quotes for this particular trailer, 2 different companies. This is the one we like the best. It costs about $1,300 more than its competitor, but the competitor's trailer was powder coated, and this is all galvanized. No need to paint for 20 years anyway. You look at the trailer that we were replacing it with, it's been rust for 20 years already. So we are recommending going with this Real Strong for the combo wire / pole trailer. And sooner or later I'll get to the amount. And okay, they cut off the amount. It is.
Yeah, they did cut off that.
They did cut off the total amount, so I
do have that. Hold on a second. Sally has it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we lost a page in the scan.
Yep, the back side.
It's
back
26,834.86.
And my recommendation is moving forward.
I like the first price. I like the 19 better. Yeah. Your recommendation is what, Sean? To move forward with this Real Strong Utility Fleet trailer. And the amount of
$26,834.86.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Question.
Yes.
On your documentation, there's several options in regards to various links.
Yes.
Which one of those would fall?
So we actually need, if you look up into our quote, is a CPTL-14. Which is 39 extended. So what we love about this trailer is a 25-foot trailer. The tongue will extend 14 feet. So we can put a 70-foot pole on this trailer. And we can haul everything from our biggest pole to our smallest pole all in one trailer. And we don't have to have one, you know, huge trailer to do so. The tongue extends in and out. And it's all bearings, and it's all flows very, very smoothly. It's one hand adjustment on this trailer. So yeah, it'll do up to 39 trailers like one still do.
And the brakes, is it a quad brakes or?
It is. Well, yeah, all 4 wheels have brakes.
Closing on this.
And what's your intentions of the old one?
So there's a company out of Fort Wayne that does trailer auctions and does equipment auctions.
Okay.
My intention is to the one wire trailer that was only about $4,500, we'll probably keep that one. And then the pole trailer itself will be auctioned off. Unless one of my employees wants to buy it. It's not worth a whole lot for making 78 or 9.
Now, I think if that were the case, it gets put out for the whole city, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay, then we'll go to the vote. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, Sean. So next up, you got an email from Kelly regarding a pole camera and push camera, as well as the tablet that goes along with it. From what I understand, Mike, you are in agreement with this equipment purchase?
Yes.
For the sewer system?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a question for you.
So it is... So it's a total of $21,382.25, and that includes all three. I know that one of the things that Kelly had told me, and I think told you all in the email, was that he there's areas in which they just can't get to very well. The current camera doesn't get into certain places well, and also just the ability to kind of put a camera down into a manhole to kind of look around, things like that. It creates that additional opportunity for those kind of things to better the sewer system. So, any questions on that? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve Kelly's request for purchase from BEC Brown Equipment Company in the amount of $21,382.25 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is bills. Nicole.
I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,189,408.99, dated 7/13/21.
A second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $253,985.24 plus overtime in the amount of $8,401.36 for the pay file ending 6/18/21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,350 for the pay file ending 7/1/21 for the third quarter clothing allowance.
I'll second. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $241,581.67 plus overtime in the amount of $9,383.61 for the pay file ending 7/2/21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department head reports. Mike.
Still waiting on the Jefferson Street SCADA system to be reinstalled, and still waiting on the programming at Ellsworth Street to be completed, and then I've also requested to see if the water lines that all leaked have been repaired, and I've not heard anything, but then I requested the to date amount for liquidated damages. As of today, we stand at $113,000.
I estimate it'd be around 100 grand at this point.
So, yeah, 113 is the total that he sent me today, just this afternoon. Yep. So,
and Mike, on that note, since Jeff's here too, we're getting some pretty good heat from Okra, because they got to end up, which you probably heard this already, but they got to close out that by Chip, was it September?
Yeah, it's come close.
So,
USDA is itching to do their final inspection.
I'm sure. Everybody's itching for them to get done. I just don't understand why it's taking so long. And obviously, liquidated damages of $1,000 a day clearly is not moving the needle for them. So.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, they're just going to take that off of one of their subs.
Apparently.
I'm guessing that's falling. I don't know where it's falling, but I know on one of them it's falling on their sub. So. They're just going to back charge them off, and not pay them.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Crosby won't eat all that, I guarantee they won't eat all that.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't. Go ahead, Walt.
Is there any value to send them a bill for 50% of balance due?
All that $100,000 or whatever the amount comes up to, it will just come off the end payment.
Oh.
What it will be.
I was just trying to energize that.
Yeah. Do we still have retainage held back for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be retained until the end of the project, until it's completed.
No, that's why I wondered. So I don't know how much that retainage is, but I'm assuming that a portion of that's going to be.
I don't know what's left, but usually 5% of the remaining project. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's left, so
okay. Whatever
that figure is. But yeah, there may not be much of that left after. But basically, that's where it's going to come from. There won't be any physical money change hands. It'll just be money that won't be paid.
Yeah, we just won't pay out that portion.
Yeah.
So have they reached out to you to just try to set a date to bring this to closure, or they're just kind of stay in love?
No.
Or anything.
I mean, our friends at United tried to set up a final inspection.
Yeah, final inspection for the 21st of this month, and I declined that because they weren't finished. So I told them I wasn't doing an inspection until they were completely done.
Yep.
And that didn't move them.
That didn't move the needle.
And
at all.
So they reached out again today to try to get it going. I'm still waiting. It's like I said, it just keeps adding up.
Mm-hmm.
All it's did just making the project cheaper. So.
Yep. So, anyway, just so you're aware.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, that's okay. The last two large rain events we had, and with the new system in place, we are getting an extreme amount of water coming through the treatment plant now, which is actually going to wear it out fairly quickly. And we've also discovered that the DQ basin that we put in several years ago, which was completed, I believe, in 2012, by not using any of that equipment, since it's just sit there, it's pretty much junk. So I've had the guys, they went through, they put brand new lines, plastic tubing in. We're going to try something different than the original design. They put new plastic tubing in. We've got a call into a chemical company. I'm going to meet with them, and we're going to bring some chemical in once we get everything ready to go. The equipment rep today, the pumps that are in there are no good. One won't even come on anymore. It has never worked correctly with our SCADA system. So we're looking at replacing them with what we have for our phosphorus. That skid unit that's mounted to the wall has been flawless to date.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the problem was with chemical to begin with, but it runs flawlessly. So we've asked them to look at that particular model and see if we can incorporate that with the EQ. And then we'll have Donna, you come in to do our programming for that. Mm-hmm. They've also revamped the sampler that sits out there. That's probably a $10,000 or $12,000 sampler that just sits there and does nothing.
Mm.
So we've decided to put brand new tubing in, rerouted it to a different direction instead of having it programmed to come on, because it's supposed to work with the sensor. When it senses flow, it's supposed to turn on and take samples. It's never working.
Mm.
So the easiest way is that somebody gets called in anyway. So now the way we have it set up, it goes in, it starts overflowing, they just push the start button on the sampler and walk away from it.
Gotcha.
And it has a program in it, and it'll just take samples and run. The biggest thing is getting our new pumps for our chemical, and then we should have that all updated. Because we had a violation the first time, we had a violation again this last time. So we're trying to get that taken care of where we can avoid that.
On that note, real quick, I did take some screenshots of the EQ basin filling.
Mm-hmm.
The EQ basin?
Yeah.
Okay. Filling up and just like the timeline it took to in that major rain event that we had.
Was that the one where we got the almost 2 inches in,
yes,
like an hour and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
And I tried to use it as a really good learning tool for people. Like, this is what you pay for, right? This is what you pay for in the stormwater, for wastewater in that regard, things like that. a lot of people seem to really enjoy kind of learning that. So so hopefully it at least helped a little bit with.
No, I hate to bring you the news that, you know, what was put in years ago is doesn't work,
yeah.
But it's just out there. So to yeah. me, is I think a lot of things were built in the wrong order.
Mm-hmm.
Not blaming anybody,
sure.
But certain things I think should have been, now that this is done, it should have been maybe the incubation in about the same time as what we just finished, that we had all worked together.
Sure.
We've had that sitting there, and nothing happens. You know, it might fill up, but then we drain it off because it doesn't overflow.
Mm-hmm.
So happy, it only use half of it.
So do you anticipate then with this latest phase basically completed that we'll have more backflow into that EQ basin?
Absolutely. We've okay. already experienced it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
now before what was an 18-inch line feeding into was a 24, or I'm sorry, an 18 feeding into a 30
mm-hmm.
and then into a 42. Now it's just a 48 feeding 42 directly into the treatment plant. So,
got
yeah,
it.
That conveys a...
Yeah, a lot of water.
Large amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
That before actually was discharged. Now it's not. So, yeah, we're going to see stuff wearing out a lot quicker now than we have in the past.
I think in that 2-inch rain event, I want to say it took about an hour to fill. Give or take.
That's probably about right. Yeah.
You know, I just, it was shocking of how much, I mean, not shocking, because, but I think it was surprising for a lot of people to see how quickly. Is it 3 million gallon?
3 million.
You know, a 3 million gallon basin fills up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tells you how much water we got in that time frame.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it works our gate to open and close the regulator flow, and then to keep it backed up.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
A lot of moving parts to make it work. Our lab training is almost complete with our two new employees. They're doing fantastic. Doing real good. I sat both of them down and had talks with them beyond the setting their goals. We had talks to them. I chatted with them. I finished that up today with the second one. They're very happy working there. Very pleased. Plan on staying. And we're very pleased with their performance, too. And that was
great.
Conveyed to them.
Excellent.
So we got our two new flow meters that I talked about. Those came in today. We'll get those in service, and then we're going to try to sell, reach out to some smaller communities and see if they'd be interested in purchasing our older ones. If not, they may just be recycled. It's an electronic, so some type of electronic recycling if nobody wants to purchase those. And our PLC and our UV system crashed last week.
Hmm.
And Donahue actually keeps, when they went through and replaced all of our, updated them, they kept some of the old ones and keep them on their shelf for this particular thing right here. So
mm-hmm.
they took that, put it in their rack in Fort Wayne, flashed up the program in it, updated all the software, brought it over, plugged it in, got our system back online. The problem is it's only version 16 and they're running version 33 right now.
Oh.
So
okay.
This hopefully will work till the end of the year. And then I went ahead and instructed to order a new PLC,
mm-hmm.
have it flashed up, sitting there ready to go in case something else, if this use them and fails,
yeah.
So they can just put it in and we can go with that.
Gotcha.
If nothing happens, they'll put that in after our season ends, which will be October 31st. So on November 1st, your other boss will come in,
mm-hmm.
install the brand new one, and then run a new Cat 5 line from there over to the Techner building. So we actually will have possibly some control and digital monitoring
okay.
through the SCADA system
yeah.
that we don't have now.
Mm.
But because it was separated, it wasn't built into the SCADA system when it was ordered. Wedeco had their own separate panel, so they built it their way
mm-hmm.
with the equipment in it, so it wasn't actually on the list. It was accidentally missed, but now once we get this done, it's been added to the list, and it will be upgraded. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's it?
That's it? Any questions, Mike?
You tired now?
I'm good.
Thank you. Gary.
I'll just touch on a couple things in my report real quick. The fire scene, in case most of you haven't noticed, it's been pretty cleaned up. They got the fence down. I did talk to CenturyLink. They have a wire down that they did have attached to the top of the fence that they'll be getting up hopefully tomorrow. I just kind of fell into my obligation since I kind of said, hey, we need to at least get internet to the people south of that, because they would have been out as long as that fence was up. So they did us a favor, or them a favor, the residents and the businesses up there a favor by just running a low, they call it a low line wire. So anyways, I made contact when they're going to get the wire up. I did make contact with the property owner, Mr. Bowles, and I said I didn't want to kick him while he was down, but his weeds were getting pretty tall. And he said, I get it. I understand. I'll get right up there. And I went up there this afternoon, and he was up there weed eating them and mowing them down. So he got right on it. So good. Pleased with that. Thursday night, we'll be putting no parking signs along the 4-H so the residents don't get their yards all tore up and parked in. And about the 4-H fair is going on, so you might hear something on that, but I think we've done it for the last, I don't know how many years, so it shouldn't be an issue. I had a meeting with dispatch. Dispatch is running good. Everybody seems excited and ready to move forward and keep heading in the right direction. So other than that, my reports, I sent it to you guys. So.
Okay. Question, Gary? Thank you. Mike?
Sunday night at 10 o'clock, we got called in for a main break on East Jefferson Street, 400 block.
400 block, okay.
Between. And I think we got home at like 3.
Okay.
But today we got another leak there. So what I'm asking for is at least that we replace that block of line.
Is that between Madison and Wayne?
Yes.
Okay.
New pavement?
No. Listen, we've been down there looking here before I come to the meeting, and I'd really like to probably, there's a section of good, nice sidewalk there, but I'd really rather go underneath the sidewalk.
I agree.
it'd be on the north side, mm-hmm. So I'm just...
Remind me, though, I think you guys, didn't you just replace between Madison and Marshall?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a continuation of that.
Well, basically, we are planning eventually to go all the way to Main Street.
Gotcha. Okay.
But this is where we're having problems right now. And, you know, worst come to worst, we take it to Whitley. But right now, we just want to do that one block.
Gotcha.
Shut up.
That'll be, so we replace it with 6-foot sidewalk? Or
we replace it with whatever's required. I mean, when we did this down here, it was 6-foot that we put there.
Gotcha.
Is it 5?
Okay.
It's 4 everywhere, place for 5. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. But just for our curiosity.
The pipe and the valves, I've got a quick price. Tonight I called a guy, and it's like $14,800. But I'm thinking that we could actually use what we got set for Westgate and go ahead and get this done and order more for Westgate.
Okay.
I'm just asking for permission to go ahead and do it. Now, we don't have the price of the sidewalk on this.
Sure.
But my feeling is we're going to fix this leak, and we probably have to fix it anyhow. But down the road, it's just going to happen, you know, because it's only like, what, 20 feet from where we had the last one.
I mean, we got to take care of the most impactful area. So.
And it's split. I mean, we put a 20-inch clamp on that one, mm-hmm. and we barely made it. So.
Gotcha. Okay. You guys did come in.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with going. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
That
I think that's bad enough.
Okay. 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 Question?
No.
Chip? Sorry.
Is that something you'll do in house, Mike, or you'll have?
We'll do it in house.
You do it in house?
Except the cement work.
Yeah.
But everything else, yeah, we'll do. Hook it out and everything.
Sidewalk and for it.
I think if I'm remembering that block, there's one individual who's pretty particular about his yard on that block. So just be aware of that. So
I think that's the sidewalk he's talking about.
I know it is.
Aware of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's the one house that's real
Oh, yeah.
And that's, yeah, we'll be happy with it.
Thank you.
You know, though, it's like this. I don't know what else we can do.
Other than this, I know he's not going to be sad and happy. We could go to the other side of the street.
Well, no, I'm not saying you should change it. I'm just making sure that you're aware of that, which I'm sure you are.
Well, I'm sure he's not going to be happy.
No.
But we're going to put it back. I mean, when you're sitting down there, no matter where we're going to do it, if we do it on the south side or the north side, we're tearing his yard up when we hook the new line in.
Okay.
So, you know, when you walk over there and you look at it and his yard's like a golf course, you know, you're going, this is not going to be.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I feel like there may be a sprinkler system there, too.
There is a sprinkler system.
Okay.
And I think if we stay right there on the side, you know, there with the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And if we have to, you know, repair it, we repair it, you know. What the heck?
Yep. No, I got you. Okay.
Great.
You guys good?
Yep.
Chip?
As I put in my report, I'd like your suggestion on what to do on the alley behind Chapman's, Van Buren. As I said, the property owner of the old Northside Grill would like to put in a confinement system for his dumpster. And there's a site triangle that the building department uses. I don't know the whole formula, but currently it's a pass-through alley. And with the line of sight, you would not see anything. I suggested making the alley a three-way stop, which would assist with people walking out of Oakey Alley, and then it would allow this dumpster and grease dumpster to be in a closed container instead of just out in the open. I've never brought a request like this, so I'm sorry I do this, but
I think it's a creative way to effectively kill two birds with one stone. Both give the property owner an opportunity to really improve the look at the end of the alley, honestly. But second of all, to improve safety for those that are walking in and out of the alley on the north side. So.
And they secure that from kids going to fire stuff like into the grease.
Yeah, I think it's a contain. It's a grease container.
Yeah, it's just a grease like dumpster that they just
lit on already.
Yeah, I think it would clean up that back area. Star has one right adjacent to it, but it's not on it's on the alley, but it doesn't block anything. It's
not
just
an intersection.
Black, you know.
It's worth trying.
Yeah. I think you got unanimous approval.
Thank you.
So,
I'll let Mayor speak on everything else that I have, so.
Okay. Sean?
As you heard, we're still working on the AP agreement on the 69 kV conversion. We did get the breakers orders that were approved two meetings ago, so those are on. Hopefully be on their way very shortly. We're still out of Westgate. We do have the Buddale side completely finished. We've actually bored in ourselves in-house a tie line so we can back feed both ways in case we have an issue. More reliability there would be great for those people. We have two people going to substation training tomorrow, which is great. Down at IMDA and Carmel, they're hosting a free training, and so our guys have two guys going down, three guys actually going down to take part in that. I did meet with ALTEP today, if you remember, back in September, October of 2020, you guys approved the purchase of a new Digger Derrick truck. Today, I got the engineer drawings, so they gave us a 365-day lead time approximate at the time of purchase. It looks like they're going to come in only about a month and a half later than that. So that's pretty impressive going through COVID and everything else.
Later than that.
Trying to get chips and everything else that everybody else is doing now. We're going to get the engineer drawings today. We made some changes. They're going to make those changes, submit them back to us. We completed our Energy Information Administration report. It's due through the USDA, or the U.S. Department of Energy, sorry. They were questioning our report because we have 93% more AMI meters. We did lose another employee. We started the hiring process last week. So hopefully applications start rolling in soon. Then with the Main Street street lighting project, I talked with Jeff today. The drawings are nearly done. They're starting to file the permits with the state highway. The DOT is always it's always fun to deal with. So we're making progress on that. Right now, I'm working on getting supplies ordered, material ordered. The process prices have spiked, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to order at the right time to avoid the next spike, but before prices drop. So, other than that, do you have any questions?
Great. Questions, Sean?
Nope.
Thank you. Sally?
No, sir.
A couple of things for your information. If you've not driven by the Morrison Park recently, the storage facility is starting to go up. Concrete's been down for a little while now, and now there's starting to be some good woodwork happening there, which is great. Obviously, I think a lot of plumbing and stuff in the ground has already been taken care of and all that kind of great stuff. So it's good. We are working on a couple of different grants, as Chip had mentioned, or didn't mention and made me mention. So we're working on a SWIFT, which is a State Water Infrastructure Fund grant. Came out of the ARP dollars. We're hoping to do, if funded, we're hoping to do some lead line replacements around the city. And so we're working with our grant administrator on that. We're also working on the READI grant, R-E-A-D-I, which is the state's basically Regional Cities 2.0 program. And so we're putting some applications together for that to submit for a plan. The plan then goes to the state, and hopefully we're one of the regions approved by the state so that we get those dollars and we're able to do some of those projects here. But the RDA, Regional Development Authority, is still the keeper of those funds, and we go through the same type of process that we went through with the Aquatic Center, where we go and apply and do that whole thing. But we got to at least give them our ideas to start with. We're going to apply for at least two and maybe as many as four projects, but one of those projects we've been working on pretty hot and heavy recently, which is a test kitchen at the Marshall Building. We have Ivy Tech and the school corporation and us at the table having really good conversation about what the future could look like for that. Ivy Tech already has told us that they are willing to host culinary arts classes here. If we were to get this off the ground, it would be really the only test kitchen outside of Fort Wayne in all of Northeast Indiana. Is that correct, Chip?
Yes.
You know what I said?
Yes.
Okay. So
only test kitchen.
So yes, and actually it would be the I think is it the only one that Ivy Tech has, something like that, or something?
They have one at the Fort Wayne campus, but test kitchen, correct?
Yes. So if we really feel like it's going to work well with the culinary arts classes, additional adult ed classes, the how do you make a soup and how do you make bread, things like that, but also a commissary for food trucks, and just test kitchen for, hey, I have a really good barbecue sauce, I want to put it out to market, and so I'm going to make it in the test kitchen kind of a thing. So really cool things like that. So we're really working hard on that, trying to put that together. This Saturday, they're having a kids' movie night at the pool. I don't know if you've seen that. They're going to be showing Finding Nemo. So I think it's 7:30 to 9:30. They're having a night event there, which is kind of a cool new thing that they're doing. And 1 week later, they're having an adults-only type night there. I'm not sure if they're playing a movie or not there, but they're going to be doing an adults-only night there. So that's exciting. Again, some new programmatic things at the Aquatic Center. So that's great. I really wish the weather would cooperate because Aquatic Center has been open and closed just depending on what the weather is and poor attendance and stuff, but it is what it is. There's only so much we can do. So Next week, we have our site visit for the DNR grant, which is the Land and Water Conservation Grant for the skate park, pump track, pergola and swings, and concrete work, some planting, and pavement of the, I'm sorry, repaving of the asphalt parking lot.
Correct.
Yes. So we got all that happening. Budget meetings are starting right around the corner, as you both probably know. So we got those coming up here shortly. Let me see if there's anything else that's pertinent. I'm sure there's something else, but that's all I can think of at the moment. So with that, Walter.
I have nothing.
Nicole.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.